I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right. Well, I'll give you the injury report. I know that'll be one of the first questions that's asked. One practice today, Ryan Bates, Christian Benford, Deion Dawkins. Deion has a non-COVID illness. Jay Kumerow, Jordan Phillips, and then Vaughn and Roger Saffold are on a vet rest day. The following players will be limited. Dane Jackson, good to get him back out there today and see how he does. Jordan Poyer, Ed Oliver, Mitch Morse, Justin Murray, player we just signed, and then Dawson Knox, just with some soreness, back hip soreness there. So with that, we'll turn it over to your questions. Correct. Yeah, a lot of experience overall there, and on our practice squad, the same. That's kind of the new look practice squads these days of compared to what they used to be, right? So experienced players play a lot of football, ball production. Smart veteran player. Came in. Their day did a good job, and we're looking forward to seeing him on the field today. Yeah, he'll be limited today. He'll do some individual, and we'll see what he can do from there.
Sean, why did Saran deal get into the game and start Marcus play? You've seen Saran kind of elevate in preseason.
Yeah.
Why didn't he
just
on the outside?
Yeah, just, again, the heat just with what was going on and trying to keep, you got to a very good special teams player that was playing for us, and if he's got a double dip then, and what takes away from special teams, so that's where we were, and we have a lot of confidence in Saran, but just wanted to be mindful of that.
Do you expect that there's going to be criticism of your inability to win close games until you do it, because you're a Super Bowl contender, and that's the one issue that people out there are going to argue?
Yeah, I think we've shown that, right? I mean, you look back, as I said, a few weeks ago when I was asked this question about close games, 2020, I think it was, we were maybe 5-1. So we've shown that over the years. I think 2017 we were either break even or pretty good there too. So, I mean, the NFL is a game of close games, right? It's a league of close games. So I think we have to continue to work on executing down the stretch in order to win those games. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Jerry, absolutely. I mean, it's an ongoing conversation. We spent a lot of time in those last 2 to 3 plays of the game situations on all sides of the ball. And then you're out at practice, I believe, and you see us working on 2-minute out there quite a bit, as much as I've ever been around, to be honest with you. So I think our process is right, and then we've got to continue to execute and in the final moments of the game, so. Well, I mean, I think adding a veteran is maybe a little bit different than adding an inexperienced player, especially this time of year. They bring the experience, but it's also sometimes we have to strip away some of the other things that they've learned at other places, be it terminology or just ways of doing things. So it does add value. There's value there, but then there's some challenges that you do have to get over too, compared to maybe an inexperienced player as a rookie or a first-year player.
Sean, you guys, in the last 2 times, like, you played Baltimore playoff game. Your defense has done an admirable job against Lamar. This guy's killed other teams. He hasn't really killed your team. What do you attribute that? How have you been able to limit the damage that he's been able to do?
Lamar's a tremendous player. He's an elite player, one of the faces of the NFL. I just think it's just you got to have a total team effort, right? And that's just not defense, but offensively, special teams to do their part, and we've been able to do that. You know, I think the defense has played good team defense and disciplined defense. He's just so good in so many different areas that as you've seen this year, they can as an offense put up points in a hurry. I think they lead the league in points scored. So, you know, he's got weapons on the outside. He's with Duvernay and Bateman there, and they can take a short pass and turn it into a big gain. And so they're very explosive with Lamar, and then he's got, you know, Andrews and what he does, and he's so savvy and strong and good after the catch there. So, you know, they're a tough offense. No, he is, and the stats reflect that. So that's why he's as good as he is. I mean, he's a two-dimensional player, and you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
John, against Lamar, how important is that force of the defender, that edge guy, who obviously have to do all the read option stuff? I know it's one part of the whole team effort, but you know, that guy on the edge seems like an important cog when it comes to being able to
do the. Yeah, the perimeter of the defense is important. To your point, again, you've got to be assignment sound. Whoever's job that is on every play, and that includes third down as well. So, you know, again, it's going to be a team effort. We've got to play great team defense.
Is that kind of more, like you said, more discipline
position,
or, you know, the athleticism to be able to keep up with
that? Well, both. It's good to be in position, but if you can't make the play, we still have a problem on our hands there. So, but we have confidence in the guys on our team that. We've got, you know, athletic players in those positions, and you know, but the discipline piece is important.
With all the moving parts of the secondary, how much do you lean on Tarrant to help you guys get the ball out quicker? To be that leader among a group that's very young and has inexperienced, and how much do you need him also to play his 111?
Yeah. No, it's a valid question. I mean, when you look at what Taryn's been able to do and who's around him at times or who's been around him, you know, you want a veteran voice and a guy that's played in our system for a few years, and he's done that. And I think Taryn's playing really good football, and, you know, I expect he'll continue to do that. Yeah, no, John's great. Those guys, you know, he just works. He doesn't say anything about it, and he just goes to work and gets those guys ready. And it just seems like one after another, year after year, he's been able to do that at a high level.
What is, in your mind, the biggest challenge when you have so many experienced players? It's not just one or two. It's in some ways an entire secondary with the exclusion of parents. So, what is that biggest challenge in your mind?
In terms of getting the whole secondary ready?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about players that haven't always been around each other and been in a system for a number of years where they have a rapport built up and the communication, the necessary communication built up. So, and that all leads to execution at the end of the day.
Sean, we were talking a lot about getting guys ready for a game like Miami. What about recovering after a game like Miami? What that looked like maybe over the last 48 hours for you guys, as you have to get those fluids back in them and get them ready for Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a great job of that. We've moved forward in this case, and looking at the Ravens this weekend and practice today, obviously, and the guys seem that they're in a good spot and focused on improving today and getting better.
Did anything
Well, I think it goes back to, again, a little bit of Jerry's question earlier about, you know, the games come down. It's in the margins in most games, right, in terms of what leads to what separates winning from losing and whatnot, and I think, you know, it's the detail, it's the execution, and there's a lot that goes into that.
John, on that note, how much does playing two-dimensional football impact your ability to finish drives and finish games? You haven't been able to get the running game going. In kind of a multi-pronged question, is there any disappointment in that you haven't been able to get the running game going with the additions you made on the offensive line and in the backfield and with the offensive line coach?
Yeah. Well, I'll start with just confidence in the offensive line. I've got a lot of confidence in Aaron and our offensive linemen. You know, we didn't get it going this past weekend, and I think as the season, especially the beginning part of the season, unfolds, you're always collecting data, collecting information, and then where do you need to make adjustments? How do you need to evolve as an offense in this case? You know, so that we can continue to improve and win games, and to kind of just cover your ears or your eyes to that and other things like that wouldn't be responsible, and we're all about that. So that means taking the time to research it, looking at ourselves in the mirror, and then knowing what we got to work on to improve as a team.
How do you feel you can improve that area on offense? Do you feel the changes need to come schematically or personnel-wise, maybe both? Do you have an idea of that?
Well, you look at everything. Again, I'm starting personnel-wise. I'm extremely comfortable and confident in the guys that we have, as well as Coach Cromer. So there's a lot of things that go into that, not just, you know, one thing in this case. Yeah, I mean, that was a, you know, significant situation there. So with all players, Catherine, we have a ramp-up type of plan. Nate does a great job, along with our sports science and strength coaches, with that plan and what they can handle the first day back, like today versus tomorrow. And usually what happens is you ramp them up a little bit today, like we're going to do with Dane, and then see how he is when he comes back in tomorrow, and then assess and try and ramp him, you know, even further the next day. So that's usually the progression, if you will, and hopefully that's the case with Dane. I mean, you look at what Josh has been able to do, and then you look at Lamar's game, and they're a little bit different in terms of, you know, their strengths maybe, but just it's good for the league. I mean, these are two young quarterbacks that play at such a high level. They give you headaches. They're hard to stop because of their multidimensional and what they do and how they can do it. And so a lot of respect, I'm sure, around the league for Josh. And, of course, we love Josh, and a lot of respect for Lamar in this case too.
What is your message to the team amidst all these injuries, amidst, you know, high going down? What is the message to the team?
Yeah, I think our environment is the key piece of this, right? Like, what's in the environment? And right now we're focused on, you know, minimizing distractions and maximizing performance. And I think that's the key, is we have to focus on improving our football team on a day-to-day basis and doing everything possible to do our jobs at a higher level so we get the necessary execution. And in order to do that, you've got to make sure that your mind is in the right spot and that you're minimizing those distractions, like I said. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen this week, Jay, and I'm feeling like it's a little bit more week to week. I'm hopeful for next week, but we'll see where it goes.
Of course, you'd prefer to have him on the field, but does Micah just kind of become an additional coach at this point? I mean, we saw him on the sideline against the Dolphins. Is that going to be his role?
We'll see. You know, we're going to take that one day at a time also. I could tell you this, he would always be welcome. I give him a whistle. I've joked with him about that a couple of days ago, but he'd make a very good coach if he'd ever want to embrace that role. We'll see.
Can you just talk about your disappointment for Christian Benbury, really, for the season, seize the opportunity, and on top of that, just how does a rookie rebound from an injury like this, gaining such momentum and having to kind of take a break?
Yeah, that's it's a shame that it had happened, but that's life in the NFL, and he was off to a really good start, and so there'll be a process, as I mentioned earlier, bringing him back. You know, he had the surgery yesterday. I think it was yesterday, right? I'm losing track of days, but he had the surgery yesterday, and it went well. And now it's about how do we get him back as quickly as possible, but also as safely, more importantly, as possible. So we have a plan in place for that. And again, our medical staff, our training staff, our sports science and strength and conditioning coaches do a great job with that. Yeah, that's we talk a lot about that, and I'm kind of chuckling because that's a real thing. especially for a young player who has never played in this league up until this season, and then on top of that hasn't been hurt in the league. You know, some of these players may have been hurt in college, but being hurt in the NFL, going through that for your first time, there's a mental component to that. So, again, confident in the people that we have downstairs to help him through that the best that they can and he can. Yeah, we started talking about it, honestly, before we got off the plane Sunday night there, knowing that that could be the case. I mean, usually these things track, and if they go up, they go up, and they hit kind of that metro area there in D.C., Baltimore from time to time with remnants of it. So we're tracking it, we're monitoring it, and we'll just take it one day at a time. Okay. All right, thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.